Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have an amazing artist with us. Her name is Hunter Phoenix. That's a movie star name. Love that name. She's an actress, she's a TV hostess, and she's a voiceover artist. She's done over 500 commercials, cartoons, video games, corporate narratives, explainer videos, e-learning, and IVRs. Why don't we listen to her commercial reel? It's going to take just about a minute so we can get a sense of how she makes her money.
Tofu, vegan burgers, coconut water. We gotcha, health nuts. At Whole Foods, your diet isn't weird here. It's normal here. If you actually had a dollar for every dollar that car insurance companies say you can save by switching, well, you'd have a lot of dollars. Now eSurance guarantees it. For my late night cravings, I demand champagne, caviar. Oh, Pringles. Never mind. Cool supplies. A brand new backpack. All new clothes. It's back to school time, and Ross has everything you need in just one stop. Godiva chili flavored chocolate. Take a ride on your wild side. Spiders, black flies, mosquitoes? I'm not worried. I have off. Now you can ship your luggage with reliable UPS tracking, so it arrives where you want, when you want it. Trusted and on time. UPS.
Wow, and that's just 1 minute of it. It goes on and on and on. Just check out thevoicegirl.com if you'd like more information on that. So, why don't we just give Hunter a call and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello, this is Hunter.
Hey, Hunter, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Hey, Johnny, I'm really good. How are you?
Great. So you live in Los Angeles now, but you're originally from Canada?
I grew up in Toronto.
That's where you started your theater career, right?
That is correct, yes.
What made you even want to get into the business in the first place?
You know, I was thinking about that before this call today because I was listening to some of your other interviews. It wasn't a conscious thought that I formulated.
Right.
I just always loved an audience. I had to think back and think, like, when did all this start? And really, when I was a kid, like, my mom taught me how to read before I went to school. When I was in grade one, I convinced my grade one teacher to let me take over class reading time. And she would sit me on her desk because I was little, right?
Right.
So, and she would let me read to the class every day.
Wow.
I loved having an audience. I was just one of those kids. I wanted an audience, man. And I think that's really where it started.
Pretty interesting. So now people will say, oh, that Hunter Phoenix, that's the reason I got into the business.
That would be awesome, actually.
So when did you start, like, making money or getting into the SAG? Was that, like, after college and you just did theater prior to that?
No, you know, it's kind of interesting because in Canada, like, the whole union thing, and at the time, because this was, like, 100 years ago, right?
Right.
I came up to the theater as a kid. I was just always interested in it. I wanted to do school plays. I think I was in grade two, and there was a school play, and it was the Three Bears. But I memorized the entire play because I was, like, bound and determined I was going to get a part, and then started taking theater workshops when I was a kid and theater dance. And I came up kind of that way. I did chorus line work. One of my dance instructors really pushed me to audition for a lead in a production, and I got it. And it kind of went on from there. You asked about the SAG card. The union there is ACTRA, A-C-T-R-A.
Right.
In England, you've got BAFTA, of course. So once you're a member of one union, you can become a member of all three.
Oh,
it's just paying the dues.
That's great.
There's sister unions. Yeah, if you can come up with the cash, go for it, you know?
I know. What is it, $3,200 now?
We're up to $35, I think.
Wow.
To join SAG, yeah.
Wow.
But anyway, for me at the time, because I know people here say, oh, I got my SAG card through this or through that, but mm-hmm. At the time I was doing it, you needed six speaking roles.
Wow.
To get in the union.
Wow.
Six speaking roles, yes. So I'm thinking, I listen to these people and it's like, you have one credit and you got in the union? Are you kidding?
I used to work on Baywatch.
Cool.
That's how I got my SAG card, doing extra work.
Uh-huh.
You know, back then we were getting $65 a day. And then the models would show up. They're on their roller skates and they're getting $300 a day and they're getting a SAG voucher.
Wow.
So 3 days in LA from Kansas, now they have a SAG card just like Meryl Streep.
Oh my gosh.
You know, it shouldn't be that easy to get in.
Yeah, no. Like at the time, like when in Canada and for ACTRA, no, your background work did not count. You had to have six speaking credits.
That's hardcore.
That was hardcore, man. We really busted our butt to do that. Like, you just cried for a line, like one line, give me one line, that's all I need, right?
Mm-hmm. How do you end up studying with Uta Hagen? So you actually studied with her personally?
Oh yeah, I was in her very last masterclass before she died.
Wow.
She was phenomenal to work with. She totally changed me as an actor, definitely, and changed me as a person, as a human being, because I realized art imitates life, and exactly the stuff that I was doing on stage, the way I was working out my characters is the way I was working out my personal life. She just called me on, not just me, everybody. She'd call you on your BS really, really fast. Changed me as a human.
You think you're going in there for a class? Because I used to go to the Beverly Hills Playhouse for a couple of years. And I would just watch people. It's like, wow, they're not even talking about acting here. They're like fixing their life first.
Yeah.
You know, because they're bringing in something that happened to them. And then once they get that breakthrough and they let it all out, then the acting just seems a lot more natural.
It really does. I am a way better actor now than I was 20 years ago. And part of it's experience and part of it's just growing up as a human being. Like, you're just more grounded and present and centered, and it's reflected in your work.
Well, that's good, because I consider theater, that's not me, but I consider that's real acting, because you can't do 30 takes. It's one shot and that's it. And that, to me, that's the real acting. I think anybody, generally speaking, they could play pretty much any part and they'll get it in a few takes as far as television and film. But theater, you're not faking that.
No, but you know, the interesting thing, and I would say the big differentiation is that, and you're right, you don't get a second take. It's live. So something goes wrong, it's live. You forget your line, it's live. But the camera's kissing close. The camera reads thought. You have zero opportunity. You can't check out for a second. You can't look off camera, just glance your eyes sideways to look at somebody doing offset, because they're going to call cut.
And everything's in 4K now, so you can't get away with it, huh?
No, yes, that's so true. No, you can't get away with anything.
From what I read, let's hope this is truthful. So you were working in a bar, you were trying to pay off your student loans, and someone says, hey, there's an audition down the street. You should go pop in and see what happens. And you booked it.
It was, at the time, it was for a beer poster. It was a Budweiser girl. And it was an open call. I had never been to it. That's how I got into doing modeling. And I did well, like, in commercial print. And I'm only 5'4". So I would never, like, I always wanted to model. Every little girl wants to model. But I never thought I would do it, you know, being my size and everything. But it was an open call. There was 400 girls there.
Jesus.
I know. And I got it. And I thought, not that hard. I'll do this modeling thing anyway. And then reality sets in, like, the next 10 auditions you go to, right? But the first one was good. So
so you came from Canada, and then you were known for as the Budweiser girl. And then didn't Pam Anderson's from Canada, and she was the Blue Zone girl?
Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah, good beer girls in Canada, what can I say? So
how funny. I noticed even you have an Amazon shopping page. You put a page together for a few things that you like that I guess would help some people out.
That came about for me. Like, one of the things I started doing in the last year is I started a blog for actors.
Right.
And because I've been reading with actors and, you know, for rehearsals and for auditions, and people would ask me questions. And I just learned a lot over the years. I studied with a lot of coaches in a lot of different countries. So when somebody asked me a question and I would give them an answer, they go, oh, that's cool, I'd never heard that before. So I wrote a blog post on it.
And you still do that now?
Yeah. Actually, of course, because, you know, what's going on right now, we're all, you know, quarantined, basically. So I've been kicking that up, like catching up on the blog post.
What's the blog address?
It's myactorguide.com. Myactorguide.com.
Okay, cool. We'll check it out.
So I put together an Amazon store to recommend equipment for people. And they say, oh, what kind of backdrop are you using? And what are you using for lighting for your self-tapes? And here we go.
Yeah, and by the way, your self-tape, when you did that dating client spoof, that was your background spot on. Your lighting's right on. I just moved and I just set my studio up. I was doing the lights. I was doing and I was thinking, where do I stand to get out of the light? It took me like a whole day just to figure out just some basic stuff. Then I'll like watch yours and I'm like, bam, she's got it. It's perfect.
Awesome. Thank you for that. But you know, one of the things I will say is, with a background in modeling, there's a couple of things you get really good at. You get extremely good at taking direction.
Right.
And you get, you know, lighting, because you can feel it. All of a sudden, you can feel when the light hits your face the right way. You can feel when it's too hot, as they say, when you've got too much light, it's too hot. Or when you can feel when there's going to be a shadow, and you get good at it. So
that was really good.
Thank you.
So Miley Cyrus, tell me about that video that got 83 million views.
Did it really?
Yes.
Oh man, good for her. Yeah, that was super fun to work on. That was the mother's daughter one. And it definitely politically aimed, kind of politically and sexually aimed. And just super fun. And one of those things, you get cast for it and you don't really know what it is. Miley Cyrus video, you have no idea what it's going to be. You go in and they start wardrobing you, like, on set, and you figure out what's going on. You get talking to everybody else who's there and you go, this is really effing cool. This is going to be so cool.
Yeah, it was cool. So that was the Beverly Hills Housewife?
Yeah, here's tip for everybody listening. You know the little video you mentioned that self-tape, the dating spoof?
Right.
I self-submitted for the Miley Cyrus thing and booked off of that tape that I did in my living room.
Oh, wow. You guys got to watch that tape. She plays so many characters. She's so funny. You guys got to see it.
Thank you. Yeah, I booked the Miley Cyrus thing like 2 or 3 weeks later.
Okay.
Because they were looking for housewife, and I sent it to casting and said, hey, I'm perfect Beverly Hills housewife. And they went, yes, you are. You are hired. And I'm like, oh, cool.
So Oddly Popular is a pilot, and what do you play?
Beverly Hills
housewife. Tina. So is that something that could be a series, or you just did a pilot? What's the deal with that?
We're hoping for series, right? It's gone to 3 film festivals now, I think. It's
nice.
Scheduled for, so we'll see what happens in the next little bit. But super, super fun, funny show.
I noticed on your special skills, you had a motorcycle. Can you actually ride a motorcycle?
Yeah, I got my motorcycle license.
You have an M1 motorcycle license?
Yes, yeah, and I got it at the time because we were going to Europe and wanted to ride through the mountains in Greece and Italy on motorcycle, which I did, which was amazingly cool.
So a couple more things. So I played your commercial voiceover reel just as I introduced you. I hope that's okay.
Yeah, thank you. That's awesome.
So you've done over 500 voiceovers?
Yeah, I've done a lot of voiceovers.
So a friend just heard you doing goofy voices, and so you decided to take a 3-month class, and you got a demo tape and just put it out there and just been working for 20 years?
Something. I mean, it's never that easy. I started out doing animation voices. Oh my God, I was so bad at commercials. So, and there's still, I would say, not I'm good at them now, but I was just so bad at commercials for a number of years. Loved animation, really excelled at animation. I had a friend who worked at a radio station, heard me, and he kind of dragged me kicking and screaming into the station to record a demo. Then I realized there was money to be made because you could record from home and do things. So I started doing explainer videos and exercise videos and video games, like the ones you play on your phone, you know? So
I watched all your demo reels. Your acting is very good.
Thank you.
So one other thing I want to ask you about is your HGTV host.
Mm-hmm.
How many years did you do that? How did you get that gig?
I did that for one season, and that was just through a good old-fashioned audition.
Okay.
Nobody introduced me to anyone on that one. It was just a good old-fashioned audition. I will say that one, I really went all out for it. I don't do this anymore because it's not fingernail friendly, but at the time I was really handy. Like, I had all my own power tools.
Right.
I'd also taken a course in electrical, and I did my own home repairs and home renovations. And so I went to the, I can do this. I know about this stuff. I want this job. So did a stint with them.
That's kind of cool. I was wondering if you did it for like a couple of seasons where, you know what, we're going to have the Hunter Phoenix pink tool belt. We're going to have the power saws.
I wish. And I think if I had been more focused, I was a lot younger then, and it's just kind of, oh, well, this is fun. Let's do this. And then you do something else. And so I think I know more now. So I would probably push it a little more now.
Have any advice for anyone wanting to get into crazy business today in 2020? They want to just got off the bus. They just got here to LA or New York, or they're somewhere and they think, you know what? I want to get into the business. Like, what advice do you have for them?
If you're moving to New York or Los Angeles, they are very, very, very different markets. I personally have lived and worked in 8 different countries.
Wow.
And twice as many cities, and they're all different markets, but New York and LA are unique. They're huge markets. They're the biggest markets in the world for film and television. So to be respectful of that and to be patient. This takes a little bit of time. It takes time for you to get to know the ropes. It takes time for you to get to know the city, for people to get to know you. One, if I could sum it up in one line, it would be impatience is not a strategy. Impatience is not a strategy. Just to be patient and to stay the course. Like, a thing I say to myself is don't get out of line. It's like, if you're in line at the bank, you're never going to get any closer to the teller if you get out of line. Stay in line. And there's going to be days when you want to quit. Back off. Give yourself a break. But keep going. Be patient. But keep going.
That's really good. Don't get out of line. So your Instagram account, you have, I think, is that 30,000 followers on your Instagram account? That's quite a few.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
That's good. I'm always too late. I get join Facebook when it's all over. I join Instagram. I don't even know what the latest thing is. Is it TikTok? I'm not sure.
It is, and don't ask me that. I don't know about TikTok. I know a little bit about Instagram. The main thing is engagement. It's really interesting for both Facebook and Instagram because I have kind of large numbers on both, that if I don't post something for a week or two, then I'm actually getting people direct messaging me saying, are you okay? We haven't heard from you, which is funny and interesting.
You're obligated. So one more thing about your prediction. So you're predicting that we're going to have a lot of babies around Christmas and New Year's, right? Am I wrong, or did I read that?
you read that on my Facebook profile. That's so funny because I'm going, well, everybody's locked inside right now. I'm going, yeah, let's see if there's Christmas babies in here, man. Maybe there won't be, but yeah, never know.
Hey, well, Hunter, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to enlighten my audience. I super appreciate you being a guest star on my show. Thank you so much.
Oh, Johnny, thank you. Really, the pleasure was all mine. Seriously, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hunter is just another reminder that if she can do it, you can do it too. HunterPhoenix.tv for more information. Now let's take you out of here with Hunter Phoenix's cartoon reel. And here we go.
Betty's the name? Betty Butterworth. Well, it all started last Halloween around midnight. Actually, it was closer to 11. Still, he should have known better than to go throwing hexes around so close to a lightning storm.
Hallelujah! Time to freshen up with a mud bath! Oh, yeah! Cowabunga! Gnarly dude! Hey, mister! I know who you are! You're that dumbass who got my dad thrown in jail! Take that!
Perhaps your insecurities stem from the fact that you beat up people, steal their lunch money, and give them wedgies. Ow!
Cooper, honey, if there's one thing I've learned as a junior high school principal, aspiring botanist, and freelance game show host, it's how to solve your conundrum!
Hey there, Bubba.
Oh, come on, Bill. Can't I just hang out and smoke your cigar?
Yeah. Can we move it along, please? I have a hair appointment this afternoon.
Up next is Oscar Mansky, a local hire from Chicago. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm Johnny Keith, your host. Now we're going to end this episode, like we end every episode, with something called The Lesson. Because life is a bitch. Gee, really? Why don't you tell me something I don't already know? Because everywhere I go, people tell me what to do. Hey, go to church, go to school, you treat me like a fool. Now, I don't need religion, culture, or class. You don't like that fact, well, you can kiss my ass. Yeah, I'm white and I rap. You got a problem with that? Loosen up and don't be so uptight. Take it easy, E. We got the whole night. Yes, I'm psyched. I'm ready to get the show on the road. I don't want to stop because I just might explode. I'll tell you what, home slice. I'm twice as nice than any bad boy rapper called Vanilla Ice. My lesson, yeah, it's hip. In case you didn't know what I'm here to inform ya, I'm better than snow. I don't moonwalk or dunk like these Michael J's, but I can hold my own. You hear what I say? Now listen, learn, cause here comes the lesson. Lesson one. Everybody sit down, JK is gonna take you for a ride uptown. Yo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful, you're the only one to blame. Now when it comes to pot, crack, tweak, or blow, stick to the rules and just say no. Because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up the booty, cause they'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf, and you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson one, it's time for lesson two. You have a choice, and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the hell does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a five line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm cast in a pilot. My life spun out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to hell with this all, man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yeah, final lesson here, of course it's number three. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games. Now I'm kicking ass and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, that was a long, hard crawl. But it was all worth it, I'm a box office draw. Opportunity was there when I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. You can be like me, enjoying fame and fortune. Boom! That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Peace out. keep for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode, bye-bye.